What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mic Show. I am T, ladies and gentlemen. I am E. And we are coming to you from our U, our R, and our C. What's the URC, you ask? It is our undisclosed remote centrals. That's where we are, where we're coming from all over the place called the planet. And 7 o'clock for you to put something in your eardrums, some naughty nothings in your eardrums. I am Spike on the Mic here with my resistant fighters because I can't do the show alone. I won't do the show alone. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce the crew. The music coming through your eardrums, it's produced by the one, the only, the man we like to call PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I am sticking like glitter after a bad decision.
No, well, you can never get that off.
That's right.
So they say. And ladies and gentlemen, you'll be happy to know we are back with a vengeance and for a reason. The main reason we're here is because of this man here, the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking? Yep, that's why we're here.
Of course, he didn't turn his mic on.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sticking like a guy who's really looking forward to a great show tonight. Sorry about that.
All right, really. Also, once we introduce the resistance fighters and the entire crew,
yeah,
we have a social experiment that I think we're going to try to do today, right?
Okay, well, that sounds great.
Oh, nice.
All right. Well, keeping it moving and keeping it real is the man who knows too much and knows everything, but not enough. One, William Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like one of two things. I can't actually think, so I guess I'm not really sticking. The first one would be I'm sticking like a face mask to the president of the United States, vaccinated president of the United States. That would be the first way I'm sticking. Second way I'm sticking is junk to the Voice of Reason's camera.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He does have a lot of junk around there.
The pre-show. All that would be explained.
He's in kind of a junk area.
Yeah, that would mean I would spend more time here. And
Yeah. We get that. Well, so let's keep it moving with all it. And I'm not sexist, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm racist. But I'm going to the next XY chromosome and the next tall character on this show. We like to call him one gas man. Gas man, how you sticking?
He's muted.
Yep.
Hey, I'm sticking like I'm unmuted now. And I'm actually happy because PW talking about the glitter gave me a happy memory. And I still have glitter. I still have glitter in one of my comforters that I can't get out.
Oh, whoa. And it was a good experience?
Oh yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
I'm thinking it most times when it's the next day and you notice you have glitter. It's like, God, what did I do? Yeah.
Is it illegal? Is it illegal to bring a glittered home individual home? Glittered?
No,
glittered
it's not.
No.
No.
Oh,
perfectly.
No. Yeah.
Look at you going all to the doggone dollar store and getting some glitter.
I wish it only cost a dollar.
I mean, didn't it start out with a dollar?
Usually, yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
All right, so now let's go ahead and throw some other chromosomes in this
fire.
Tricks here. We're going to go all the way to the winning on the girl that's from Mickey Mouse Family. Mickey Mouse Land. She is Billy. Billy, how you sticking?
I'm sticking. Now I'm all confused because I'm not a Mickey Mouse person.
No, you're in Orlando.
Yeah.
Orlando's not a Mickey Mouse city.
It is. Hey, it's Billy, the land of Mickey Mouse.
I am sticking like Mickey Mouse sticks to Lake Buena Vista and the Disney area and Kissimmee.
Listen, I'm going to quote a great person, and I don't know who said it. When in Rome, you wear the sandals.
No. Right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Put your in Rome, bang the Romans.
Easy glitter. That's easy glitter.
Oh, so now your nickname's Glitter. I have a very inappropriate glitter joke to tell you that is not appropriate for the airwaves. So,
all right, you know. We'll try to remember that after 8.
Yeah, really.
Sunshine.
And finishing up with the other XYY chromosome, she's back with a vengeance. This is the lovely, talented weightlifting Tiffany. Tiffany, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the voice is eggplant.
To the screen, yes.
Yeah, speaking of the voices, eggplant to the screen. It has. We are now, ladies and gentlemen, since you can't see but you can hear, we're now privileged to see a yellow and a yellow eggplant with a greenish, I guess, hairstyle do that the voice has grown in his own garden using his own miracle grow. So, Voice of Reason, explain the junk in your trunk right there.
No, just eat it and get it out of your screen.
Yeah, this is a tomato that you can't see it probably unless you can on video.
No, this is a little. Pick up little the other one. Tomato. Pick up the Wait, other
let
one.
Do it. Let him do it. W.
It's about earring size and.
Except Billy, you can't see it.
Billy did recommend it.
And I've never tasted one before, so I'm going
to. Okay, we can't see you now. You have to move the big one because we can't see you actually eating it.
All right, that's better.
And I'm sorry, I missed it.
And show how big it is.
What are you eating again?
It's a little yellow pear tomato.
Oh.
A yellow pear.
Pear tomato, okay. And now you're going to taste it raw?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a tomato.
He's chewing it.
Imagine if he throws up right there.
You buy them at the store. You eat them the same way. It's no different.
Yeah, you don't have to. You eat them raw.
No, but if you grow them, they taste even better.
I eat them as in ketchup.
It's okay. I mean, it tastes like a tomato. It's not very acidic. It's
How many you have? That was a question to you.
Well, I'm sure he has a lot. Honestly, because there's
one right there.
The last person I knew that grew the yellow pears, the plant, like, it produced, like, hundreds of those tiny little
thousands,
tomatoes.
Millions.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know. I don't think it's my favorite.
No.
You can start selling them at Hooters.
Yeah, really.
Little cherry tomatoes better.
Well, I have to say this, and you usually punish in private and praise in public. That wasn't as good as your B stories, voice. I have to say, that was not as good as your B stories. But, you know, but chin up.
Well,
no.
They can't all be win.
That is true. That is true. All right, so we are the only road trip here, so we're here to pick up hitchhikers. So you can give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. Call the show. We even let you drive the show because we are a caller-driven show. And while we're driving and you calling the show, we like to talk about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Around all the time.
Oh, I think I broke my headphones.
Oh, no. Hey, listen, the guys, in case you're wondering, I'm trying to speak with an even keel, even tone, because we had some mishaps last show.
Yeah.
And I am in fear of fading out again. So I'm thinking if I need to just go ahead and project on a more even keel professional level, that does not diminish my excitement.
I don't think it was your fault at all.
I don't think it was your voice. And I actually noticed that you were doing that. And it sounds like you have a cold.
No,
you have a cold?
I'm just, you know, I heard they're bringing back the Tonight Show, so I'm maybe auditioning for that.
But no, you just can't play a video and play sound from a video on your computer. I think you can talk the way you normally talk.
Treading lightly. But who knows? Once I get into these interesting topics, we may you know, just go get outside excited. Our comfort zone.
I like that Tiffany's face is striped right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool.
So magical.
Yeah.
Is that glitter?
Yeah, it's pre-glitter.
Oh,
pre-glitter. Oh, we're only seeing the glued parts.
The glued part. Oh, yeah, that's right. All right. And so where we are right now, we go ahead and we should, because we are a huge, huge sponsor show, and we like to talk to our sponsors right about now.
The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Correct. Since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
And yes, there are free fried pickles. He came in fifth.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Woohoo!
Yeah, that's
how... You're...
Yeah, so what is it when you get not free fried pickles?
Nothing.
Nothing, yeah. You get nothing.
You get nothing. Good day, sir.
Yeah.
Isn't there two gifts? Like if he comes in like fourth or third or fifth, he gets something, and top 10, you get
no.
I think if he wins, you get boneless wings, right?
If you win, yes, he gets boneless. Yeah, if you win, he gets boneless wings. Yeah.
You get I'm winning all the time.
What'd you say, Smart?
I said you get boneless wings with the purchase of 10 wings. Buy 10, get 10.
That's correct.
Hold on a second. If he wins.
Yeah.
So in the
buy 10, get 10. And your free pickles only come with a purchase. So it could be a beverage purchase, but you have to purchase something to get free pickles.
Could I have a water, please?
Yeah. Can I buy a hot cup of water?
Yeah.
And a lemon, make some lemonade.
Do you get charged for water is the question.
Sure.
I don't know. Anyway, guys, participating Hooters is now offering free fried pickles because of he came in the top 10.
For Monday.
Yes.
This week.
Only Monday. Yeah.
Listen, it was Tuesday. It's not happening.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, before, and along with our opening statements, which takes forever, we have to go ahead and do at least two things on this show here. And this is one of them is the cow chip of the week. And cow chip, if you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, is the cow chip is when I educate or open the blinders for the resistance fighters and you too, your participating listeners here. Cow chip is just something, sometimes it educates and most times it communicates to what is something interesting you can do in your travels. This is the cow chip of the week.
I already made the noise.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Right. There you go. Cow chip tip of the week is if you want to test whether you have good soil to be able to plant crops and corn, and voice of reason, you may have tried this.
Sure.
The farmers, do you know what the farmers do to test to see if they have good soil? They bury a pair of, Billy, do you know?
I was going to say they taste it.
Yeah.
I know, but the people do that.
I don't know about that, but what they do is that's a second guess that they may do, but this is not what the cow chip say they do. The cow chip says what they do is they bury a pair of underwear in the soil where they want to plant it.
Yeah, cotton. It's got to be cotton underwear.
And then they come back 6 to 8 weeks later, and if your underwear is all degraded and raggeded and what's the other word?
Decomposed.
That's the D word I was looking for. Yeah.
It's the word of the
Maybe
day.
Maybe it's the big D word of the day.
Yes.
It loses its composure.
Yeah, what is it? Decompose.
Decompose.
It loses its composure.
I'm going to explain the eggplant in front of the microphone.
So if it's decomposed, what does that mean, Spike?
You got good soil.
It means that it is good soil. If it comes out all intact and clean, then whatever you plant there, it probably will not grow any good, produce any good fruit.
Yeah.
What's the reason?
You urinate on your underwear first, so that wasn't wrong.
But if you do that, it's already soiled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't have to put it in the soil.
No, you don't have to put your drawers in the dirt for six weeks if you done pissed or peed or if you done messed on it. I don't know what I can say.
Yeah. You know how you take probiotics for your digestion? Well, plants need bacteria in the soil to help them to grow too.
Now this won't work with fancy silk underwear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's got to be cotton.
All right, question to the resistance fighters. Who takes probiotics?
Probiotics?
Yeah.
Probiotics?
Probiotics? No, yeah, I don't know.
Nobody here.
Crows? Brandon Lee for that movie role, the crow.
Probably the crows. Boy, it's a reason you're raising your hand.
Yeah.
I eat yogurt.
Go ahead.
Yeah, eat yogurt.
No, I was going to say, I eat yogurt. Does that work?
Yeah. That's a probiotic, sure. Mm-hmm. Kombucha is also a probiotic.
Oh, you saying probiotic?
Pro.
Yeah,
pro.
Yes.
It's probiotic.
Probiotic. Antibiotic.
Oh, I thought he said probiotics.
That's what the birds say.
All right. So, resistant fighters. Who takes probiotics? Time out. Now, since everybody did it except the tall people, what is probiotics?
Opposite of crow.
It's not an amateur erotics?
No, it's just food that has the kind of bacteria that's good for your digestion. Yogurt.
Yeah.
It helps you poop.
It does. It helps you poop.
See, your insides has got stuff that eats up the food.
It needs pros to get in there.
And it needs probiotics in there.
It needs bacteria.
They pre-digest their food for you.
Okay, so give me something that I might eat because I don't do yogurt and I don't do goat's milk
or kombucha.
You can get it in pills. You can get it in little pills. You can get it in little pills to swallow.
You can take it in powder form. I put it in Tatum's water every day.
You actually do. You give people bacteria.
Bacteria, yes.
It's in shrimp tails. You eat shrimp tails.
Yeah, you eat shrimp tails.
Yes.
Yeah, well, inside those shrimp, those tails, there's a little vein in there that's their digestive system that gives you probiotics.
Yeah.
It's shrimp poop.
It's small. All right, well, see, me educating you guys with burying your drawers in the sand to grow food. You guys are educating me about eating crow's biotics and shrimp tail.
Crow's biotics, yeah.
Yeah, serious. All right, well, I don't know anything about that, but thank you very much. And to continue on, and I hope this doesn't mess us up, to continue on with me educating you guys here, we have to do the big word of the day.
Oh.
Yeah, the word of the day.
It's the big A word of the day.
Yeah, you guys are. I think I'm educating you guys a lot because you guys have been knowing what these big A words of the day are.
Yeah, it's because of your education, us.
Yeah, really. All right, so here is the big A word of the day, and I'm going to say it: thriss.
What?
Abjure.
Now.
Heard that door. Is it D or J?
That's Kareem's brother.
Yeah, Abjure.
That's Abdul.
Oh.
No. Abjure.
Hold on a second. You know who Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is, Tiffany?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
I thought
Lou Alcindor.
Thought she was too young.
You take probiotics.
Yeah, take yes, probiotics. All right, so does anyone know what
Abdur
is?
I don't.
Oh.
I'm going to give up on this one. I have no idea what Abdur is.
All right. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to try to reveal what Abdul means.
I feel like you did this word already, didn't you?
No.
Wait, he's stuck on it.
I'm looking forward to finding out what it is.
Well, hold on a second, Billy. If I've done this word, then you're not learning because I've already did it. No, I haven't done it.
Well, neither have you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It sounds like something that high-class models would do.
Abdul.
Yeah, really. All right.
I'm going to abjure.
Spell it for me.
A-B-J-R-E.
No.
Okay, that is the word that I think it is.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait, it's the word that you looked up? Or word
no,
you
no, 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 no. I know what it means.
Oh, I'm looking it up.
You do?
No.
I saw your face over there deliberately. I don't know what that word is. Looking it up.
I did not look it up.
Diligently?
Yeah. It's like probiotics.
Right. There are so many D words that we need to focus on.
Serious. And what happens when you put your drawers in the dirt?
They decompose.
Diligently.
Well, mom told me if a Creole woman buries your drawers in the backyard, you won't be able to perform anymore. You should put a root on you.
Excellent. All right, well, I don't know. If
Watch them Creole women, they'll get you.
Yes.
Really. And my mom, now since you're talking about old wives' tales, my mama told me if the don't ever eat your girlfriend's spaghetti. Now, wait till you marry him before you eat spaghetti because.
Because what?
Yeah,
no,
I've heard that
no,
one.
No, just keep talking.
Yeah, okay, so maybe I shouldn't say that.
No, come on, no. Because what? What'll
happen?
I want
to know more about the spaghetti.
Yeah. Sunshine, 96 points of it.
Yeah, really. Really. Let's just say they say that the women that are dating men that they want to keep them forever, they'll put some other stuff in that red sauce.
Oh.
To make the men
eat
that.
All right. Get all down. I think I know where you're going, and
yeah,
you should not
really.
Go there.
So
yeah.
they give you spaghetti maybe like once a month.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I was right.
Yeah.
Never mind now.
Right, so
never mind.
None of you chromosomes do that, right? I'm talking to Billy.
No, come on, Billy.
That is vile and disgusting.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Are we talking about spaghetti?
Yes.
No.
I don't want to talk about spaghetti anymore now.
Yeah. All right. I can't eat spaghetti now.
Yeah, all right. Well, all right. So let's go ahead and get this show started.
Wow. I want to go to Carrabba's.
Yeah. You're making me hungry for spaghetti.
Bring some glitter with you. All right, home with you. So
there was no spaghetti in the glitter incident. Okay.
Topic changing music.
All right, now in honor of Spike's tiny noodles, let's go to the next topic.
All right. PW, that didn't sound good.
What?
You have tiny noodles.
It sounded perfect. Audio, and that was perfect.
No, I thought
we were going to close our tiny noodles.
Background.
Right. Hold me closer, tiny noodles.
This topic here made me think a lot about you, Tiffany.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, this ought to be.
It could be anything.
It could be anything.
Anything. No, I can't find it. All right. And I like to call this topic here Gilligan, Robinson Crusoe, or the guy who had that volleyball and he left it in the water.
Island. Gilligan, Robinson Crusoe, Wilson? Or that and guy Tom, that had that Tom had Hanks. That volleyball and he left it in the water.
Hey, what was the name of that show with the guy with the volleyball?
Castaway?
Yeah, Castaway.
Castaway.
And it was a movie.
Great movie.
Yeah,
it was a great movie.
That was good. All right.
So. Or that guy that left his volleyball in the water.
Left his volleyball
what
in the water.
What was the volleyball's name?
Wilson.
That was
I'm sorry, Wilson.
That was the most prolific part of the whole movie, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, that was very prolific.
All right. So there's a guy by the name of Mario Morandi. He's 80 years old.
Wait a minute. Wait. You said three different names just then. Give us
Mario Morota Morandi.
Okay, Mario Morandi.
Mario Morandi.
Is that an Italian last name?
Yeah,
that's what I heard when I got arrested.
That's why it reminds you of Tiffany?
Yes. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you.
Not Morandi. Morandi. Anyway. Morandi.
Did you just say not Morandi? Morandi?
Yes. He did.
This man, listen, then. This man.
Definitely Morandi.
Yes. Yeah. This man is 80 years of age, and he's been living alone on an island off the coast of.
I heard this story.
Then he doesn't know his rights. So it is Morandi. Yeah.
Budelli in the South Pacific.
Yeah. He doesn't know his rights.
Now, story goes that he is being forced off the island after 32 years of living on that island alone. Story is that he was boating with his catamaran. Yeah, he was out in his boat, and he came across this island here, and so he stopped there. And I'm just going to paraphrase the thing because I'm long winded.
Yeah, and because you can't read.
Yeah.
And he was taking probiotics.
Right. Yeah, really.
He was out catamaran. His catamaran broke down in 1989.
Okay.
On an island. And he learned that the island caretaker was retiring. So he said, what the heck? I'll take over. So he started doing that. And so he started living in this Second World War shelter, and his job, ladies and gentlemen, was to be the caretaker of that island. He was free and clear. All he had to do was keep the pathway clear, keep the beaches clean, and then when day trippers would come up to the island, not cocaine or people come to the island, he would give them, I guess a history about it and talk about the ecosystem and all that.
Yeah.
All that was fine and good, except for this was a private island. Well, I guess 30 years later, either the owners died or they became bankrupt. And so the city took over it. The private island now became public property of some national park authorities.
Okay.
Now that it's public property, you know what happened. Once man gets involved, they got to kick him off the island. They want to, he's being evicted off the island.
Oh man, it's been his whole life.
The position of caretaker, they've dissolved that position so that he has to leave the island.
Damn.
That he had been living on there for 32 years.
Right.
So, how did this remind you?
So nobody's allowed on the island, and he is now.
That reminds you of Tiffany. Yeah. I'm interested.
That's the part.
Did not get kicked off of an island.
No. You had mentioned.
She wasn't on Survivor, Spike.
Yeah, what the heck did you do, Tiffany?
So obviously, am I the only one that listens to this show? Smiles, do you know why this reminds me of Tiffany?
I wasn't listening. What?
Yeah. The reason this reminds me of Tiffany is because she said she wants to go live in an island or in the mountains by herself.
All by herself.
Yeah, not an island in the middle of nowhere.
By myself.
I will never live on an island. I want there to be mountains. Yes.
How long does she want to do this for? Not 30.
It's cold. It's cold in the mountains.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
I hate it here.
She likes. She likes when her nipples are hard. Yeah.
Wait.
Hey. Sunshine 96.7.
Yeah. Really.
No, nipples are fine. You can. You can mention them.
The question to the resistance fighters is, and I think we already have Tiffany's answer. Would you guys go and live on the island, I guess, by yourself for any length of time? And I'll start out with you, Billis.
By myself on an island? No.
Okay,
No. I'm like Tiffany. I like mountains. My ideal vacation is in mountains, not on an island. And I get lonely.
Yeah, really. All right, W?
Do they have good Wi-Fi? If there's good Wi-Fi, I may stay there, for a while.
Hold on a second. Voice of reason.
Yeah.
this.
Oh, he's peeling. He's peeling. Look. He's, oh, God, that's skin. Dead skin. He's holding up dead skin.
I can't go live on an island. I would fry. I would die of sun exposure.
Damn.
Mix it with your tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did was pick tomatoes, and now he's peeling.
Yeah. You ask Voice of Reason a question, he gives you homework. He shows his homework.
Wow.
But a simple yes or no would have been. I
don't think that guy should have got kicked off. There's such a thing as the divine right of kings.
Even in wherever this place was?
Yeah.
Okay, what does that mean?
Legally, I don't think they can kick him off. He has either squatter's rights or the divine rights of kings. One or the other.
I don't think divine rights of kings has anything to do with this story.
Yeah.
That's a different divine right.
He had a job, and now the job no longer exists. Yeah.
Well, but they still can let him stay there. Why he has to leave? Because people still going to go to the island and want to know.
Well, because they said so. Yeah.
I guess that's...
Well, not if he invokes the divine right of kings.
Yeah, you
he doesn't have the divine right of kings.
He could invoke it. He needs to invoke it right now, as soon as possible, before they...
You're making that up.
I have to look it up now, because I'm pretty sure the divine right of kings is something different.
Isn't that somewhere like from the Terminator or from them?
Yeah.
The movie where the lady had them flying dragons. And
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, they can breed dragons, breed fire.
Terminator.
Yeah.
The Terminator would have killed those dragons.
No, I can't. I can't. I'm going to let you go on, but no, I can't stay on an island. Not a sunny island like that. No.
All right, Gas Man, I'm just assuming you couldn't do that, right?
As long as it's warm, like a Castaway, and it was air conditioning and running water.
Oh,
then I could leave and go to a bar, meet other people whenever I wanted to. Oh. Yeah, I'd stay on the island by myself.
you people are
that
great.
Was my home, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, I want to make a plug for a new sponsor. In the light of the Voice of Reason Peel Off Skin, Banana Boat, if you're listening, new sponsor, the Spike on the Mic Show. I use this when I ride my bike in the heat, and I'm a black man and I never get sunburned, so... Right. What's the reason? Banana Boat. Holla at Spike on the Mic.
Yes, yeah.
SpikeOnTheMic.com.
Really?
You're darker than I am. You're more subjected to the sun.
Hold on. Stop. Hey, Voice of Reason.
Yeah.
If I wouldn't have done this story, what would you have done? Would you have left that stuff there?
What?
What's your skin. What? Would you have left it on your arm?
Yeah, really.
There's plenty more where that came from.
Jeez. See, this. Yeah. Banana Boat, give us a call. Jeez. But see, that's what I like about the voice. You see how he's like the chicken and the bacon.
Yeah. Chicken Why did the chicken cross the bacon? Yes. Yeah.
No. One of them commits their life to it. The other one just does it in their old willy-nilly. Y'all never heard that story?
No.
The story of the chicken and the bacon.
And the bacon.
Maybe it's the chicken and the pig.
Yeah, the chicken and the pig.
Yeah.
So they both have to die for us to eat them, so I don't see what the problem
is.
No, the chicken and the pig.
You know, the bacon just sort of, sits on my table.
I got it, Spike. I'm more like the pig. I am actually putting my life on the line there.
Yeah, there you go. All right. I sidetracked it, railroaded the show this time with that, with the chicken and the bacon, but it was just like no one else peeled their skin off to prove that they couldn't live on the island. But the voice.
You are? Because I use Banana Boat SPF 50, clinically proven to stop sunburn.
Thank
you. I'm a pitch man, brother. I'm a pitch man.
There you go. All right, let's go ahead and knock out another topic. Changing music.
Oh my God, we're going to have another topic. Even though this topic, I don't know what the hell it was. But here we go again.
All right. Let me read this story here. Then I need to know how you guys feel about this.
Wow. Let me read this story right here, and let me know how you guys feel about this. That's a weird title.
It's a weird topic. Yeah.
Period. Space bar. Space bar.
Like that. Like sitting. You know.
We can hear somebody's kid.
It looks kind of trashy. So I was gonna put it all together. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
We don't know what you're talking about.
All right,
what is that?
I don't know where that came from. I think it came from Gas Man.
Gas Man?
I think so. Yeah, he's the one that's muted now and it's
done. Yeah, and he's covering up the screen. Yeah.
Is he babysitting?
He's trying to get rid of that glitter.
I think he's sitting right on a baby now. Yeah.
He's trying to get rid of the glitter and the evidence.
Somebody just found out about the glitter.
Oh, damn. Yes. All right. So as I said earlier, I'm going to attempt to read this story.
All right. Okay.
And then I need, because I have a topic. I have the title as topic. But I before I do, I got to let you guys know about this. Okay. A restaurant manager by the name of Paul Edwards is ordered to pay John Christopher, a lot of money in back pay because he forced this guy to work for like 5 years in his restaurant with no pay. Yeah, from 09 to 14 to work in his J&J cafeteria with no pay.
Oh, so this is this new slavery case, I think.
Yeah. Paul Edwards, who is short, forced John Christopher, who is tall, to work in his restaurant from 09 to 2014 and stopped paying him. Now, the tall guy started working at the restaurant when he was 12, so I guess he's been there like in the family thing forever.
Yeah.
But then Paul took over the restaurant, I guess, and he continued to let the tall guy work there, but he stopped paying him. And then the story goes on. He even started abusing the kid, started hitting him with pots and pans, ordering him to work faster.
Oh, I heard about this.
Oh, God. So, and the social services got wind of this in 2014. And so they arrested Edwards. And now he has to pay back pay of $273,000. $3,000.
Yes.
And the federal labor company got into it and said no, Oquan Twer, because he had to work like 100 hours a week.
Oh.
And now they're saying you owe him double time and time and a half. So they commuted is up to $574.
$546,000.
Yeah. Now.
Yeah.
I want to go out on a limb. And also the attorney for the tall guy, she quoted as saying that she has not yet talked to her client about the appeal that the short people, the guy is doing.
Right.
Now, I want to call this topic here fake fish.
Oh, it's not fake fish.
Okay. So now let's talk about this. Why can't this be fake? Think about it now. If a guy's been working there for 5 years and he has been getting paid and the guy was abusing him, you don't think this would have came out maybe week one or week two about
who goes back to work?
Absolutely would not have.
Yeah. Apparently, Spike, you've never been a slave.
Well, no.
Well, I mean, I don't think this is a case of slavery. I think it's a total case of abuse.
Oh no, it is a case of slavery.
I mean slavery is abuse, but I think this is somebody being totally abused.
Okay, so Gas Man, do you think this can go on for 5 years and not be undetected?
It's possible if the guy was afraid to speak out or afraid to tell anyone because he could have been in fear of being deported or being kicked out of his home where he lived. It's possible, yes.
He could
maybe
have
had no place else to go.
Go ahead, right.
Or he could have been like, mentally incapacitated or like slow. And he didn't know better. He didn't know that what was happening to him was wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's all he knew.
Well, in the story, it does say he had intellectual disability.
He was challenged, yes.
Right. So he
there
thought,
you go.
The guy probably convinced him that the fact that he was, right, because wasn't he putting him up? Like he lived in
exactly.
a shed or something like that. So he probably said, you know, I'm giving you a place to live. I'm giving you food. That's all you get.
Yeah.
So you have to do this. It's possible.
It was slavery.
Tiffany?
I don't know. I mean, I agree with everybody. There's so many possibilities, but it's like, I don't know. Is this family? Does he have family? Does he have anything there?
Right. And he working at a restaurant, not by himself.
How did he end up there? Was he homeless?
I think the story that it led to, he came there as a little kid with the family that had the restaurant, and then the family either sold it to him or this other guy took over.
Yes, he was purchased. from the family that originally
sold the restaurant. Yeah.
Trying to get you trying to bring back slavery?
No, this is all about slavery.
I'm going to disagree with you, Paul. Slavery is institutionalized. It's legal. It's mm-hmm. done by governments. This was clear a case of abuse.
Let me ask you a question. Have you read about this story?
No, I have not.
Okay, I have.
But
that's why I'm calling it slavery.
Slavery is illegal.
Right,
and what they did to this guy is illegal.
Yeah.
Smart, you have opinion on this?
I'm surprised you asked me this time. You didn't ask me the last topic.
Yeah, I'd still like to know because if you could live on an island.
Most times your answer is what?
Correct.
I wasn't listening.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, correct.
I wasn't listening.
And if I had, then it would have been the exact same answer.
Sure, it would have been, only
all right,
better.
So that's why I almost want to call this fake fish, because this guy was working 100 hours a week, coming into an S&S cafeteria, which I'm thinking there's other people there. If they see them beating, if they see the guy abusing verbally and mentally and physically, somebody would have said something, I think. And the resistance fighters, you guys are not on contour with me on this one.
But what if they didn't notice? Totally. Somebody coming in to just visit to eat, they wouldn't know the guy was being abused.
And,
he just
and
a
maybe
got to work there.
The other people that worked there just they didn't know that he wasn't getting paid. He just thought there was, this kind of simple guy that
There's
was working and he
dance,
did the dishes. Yeah.
It's like the South Carolina football guy who radio.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
the movie with the guy.
Yeah, the South Carolina football guy, just around the thing. They had him do all the work. Did they ever pay him? No.
Oh, I thought you said it was a South Carolina guy that was on the radio. I'm like, what? Okay. Oh, radio. Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never saw it.
I watched it while I was in jail.
Well, anyway, as I read the story, I kept planning in my mind, how could this happen? And PW, I understand your favorite term, but either way, I'm thinking now in this day and age, in 2014, somebody said, hey, what's Mopey doing over here? Rudy, or whatever the hell this boy's name. And I shouldn't, we're having radio is doing. And he's just working every day for 100 hours and not getting paid. Yeah. That guy should go to jail every day, all day, all the time. So, go ahead.
There should be punitive damages as well as back pay.
Can I ask you how they found out he was doing all of that?
Yeah, I'd like
to somebody turn him in.
It just says that the social workers caught wind of the abuse in 2014, and authorities arrested him. Man,
probably a coworker turned him in, realized he was there all the time.
It's the same story everywhere. It's he fell in love and then the girlfriend took over and that's it.
Buried his underwear in the backyard and he couldn't quit the job.
Gave him probiotics.
God. So that leads me to believe. Am I just suspicious?
He thought, he just started pooping regular, so he thought everything was okay.
There he is.
After the probiotics.
With the probiotics, yeah.
Isolated on an island, and they had no other way to go.
Yeah. You guys are making me think that I am cynical, and I don't believe, some things I just don't follow through on. Because most of the resistance fighters thought this to be a true story. Like PW said he read it somewhere else too, right?
Have you never heard this happening before? It happens to Latino women all the time. They'll work as a maid or at a servant at someone's house, and they'll threaten to deport them. And they have to work whenever they want to work. They'll pay them crap wages, and they can't leave. It happens all the time.
Oh, yeah, well, you said Latino women. I was talking about tall people. We don't do that.
Well, if the guy doesn't know any better, I mean, like you said, he was mentally deficient. Right. So
this hurt my heart to the core. So anyway, I was hoping that I would have at least some support on this about fake fish, but no.
No, my God, no. As a matter of fact, the article that I read about this, it talked about the settlement in this case being used as an example for reparations. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, if you call this fake fish, then you ain't ever getting your reparations.
I think it's a totally different thing. This guy was mentally disabled. I think that's abuse. I don't think it's slavery. If he had been mentally stable and still this happened, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I think this was a clear case of abuse.
Right.
If he was mentally stable, the guy would have.
Yeah, he could have
not been there after day two.
Yeah, I'm not doing this. Screw you. Yeah.
I mean, that's...
we can't even get people to work for money.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
No. Exactly.
You know, I mean, hello.
That guy.
I'll tell you something else. Some people just don't know their rights. When I was in jail, I ran into two guys that didn't know that they could bond out without money. So I don't have any money. I said, just call a bondsman. You can get out of jail. They didn't know that they could get out of jail without money.
Yeah.
Well, just call a bondsman and you pay them after you get you out of jail.
But thank people God just they don't stayed.
Know. Yeah, really.
I know, right?
Seriously.
Oh, I left. I was out.
But see, Gasman, that was a good thing. That means they're not experienced criminals. You know, you talk. So we can do this.
What huh? you trying to say? I'll take the fifth. I'll look at my Fifth Amendment right to remain silent.
My
I'll learn that.
All right, let's do a topic change real quick. I just want a quick survey and see how you guys.
Oh, my word. We're doing another topic already, and this one didn't even seem to finish. Let's do another one.
No.
Call me a criminal.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's funny.
Like, oh, my God. You call me crow fisherman and whatever that thing that crow something. What is it? Crow. I don't want to say
probiotic.
Oh,
probiotic.
I didn't want to say Cro-Magnon.
No, probiotic. Yes.
I'm not touching that one.
You keep our bowels moving.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. You're killing me.
All right. So I'd like to call this topic here real quick. I'd like to call this topic here. What do you think?
What do you think?
Right. Now, there's been a survey that was taken, and they asked, guess a people over the age of 40, I guess that'd be over the age of, they asked old people, the older people this, and I want to give our ages out there. And I'm going to ask you guys 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions.
Okay.
You just give me your, what you think the average age is. The first question is, what is the average age do you think people stop caring what people think about them? And I start out with you, PW, what do you think is the average age people stop caring about them?
26.
Tiffany.
38.
Smots.
44.
Voice of reason.
I think it's different for different people. I think Donald Trump didn't care.
That's why the average age.
Yeah.
Oh, the average age.
Thank you, Smots.
Oh,
my God. It's a number.
40.
All right. Gas man.
35.
And Billy?
45.
All right. I'm doing so whoever goes closest without going over.
Oh, why didn't you tell us before that?
Yeah, because I could have gone lower. I was going to say
yeah,
3.
Bob Barker.
But you don't know the answer.
And neither do you.
Oh, everybody just said that I said 26.
All right. Okay.
Paul's going to win.
Yeah.
What is the average age do you think that people feel okay about their finances? The average age people feel good about their finances. I'll start out with you, Tiffany.
Never.
Zero. Right, Smots?
27.
You said 7?
27.
All right. Voice of reason?
82.
All right.
That's the average death age.
Guess, man.
When they're
I'm a Tiffany. I'm a Tiffany. Never.
Especially after this year's taxes.
Really? Yeah, 36.
Wow. And PWs?
65.
65.
Oh, good, good answer.
That was a good one there. All right, so same along with when I asked you about your average age that people feel good about their, you know, people stop caring about what people think. They also ask them at what age, and guess, and a voice reason, you probably should get this one dead on the head. What is the average age do you think people feel comfortable in their own skin? In their own skin.
The skin that doesn't peel off, you mean?
Yeah, start out with two smarts. What age do people feel comfortable in their own skin?
Well, how old was Caitlyn Jenner when she?
Oh, good clue. Good clue. I think she was 55.
Was comfortable in her.
She's got been
I think she was like 60 something, wasn't she?
Yeah.
I think she was in her 50s.
Hello, governor.
Yeah. What age you think?
47.
All right. And voice of reason?
60. I can see where this thing is going.
Gas? You can't.
Average age, I'm going to go 45.
And then Billy's?
50.
PW?
12.
Bye.
And Tiffany, what's the average age people feel comfortable in their own skin?
This is tricky.
Think about.
I don't think that they ever do really.
You gonna go with
you're
zero
either
again?
Insecure or you're secure, and I'm gonna have to say, I'll say 58.
Oh, all right. So, in the interest of time, I am going to go ahead and give you guys the answers for a year supply of Lee Press on Nails. The first question was your average age people stop caring about what people think about you. The winner of that, without going over, closest to it was Billy with 45. The answer was 46. So Billy gets
woohoo!
Way to go, Billy.
You get one nail.
One press on nail.
If you win all categories, you get probiotics.
You get probiotics, yeah. Probiotics, one embiotics. Okay, and then the age that I feel comfortable about your finances. That was hit on the no. Actually, the closest to that again was Billy without going over.
Oh, you're gonna have a full set.
Yeah, that's 50. PW went over with 65, and Tiffany and Gas, we knew your answers. And I guess Voice of Reason went way to the death age.
Yeah, he did too.
Yeah, and then the last one is about when you feel comfortable.
Wait a minute, what was the actual answer? Billy came closest.
The answer was 50.
50, okay.
50, yeah.
There you go, Billy.
Yes. So everyone is not 50. Y'all got time. All right, and then the last one was, what's the average age do people feel comfortable in their own skin? And the winner is PW at 12.
I keep winning.
Because like, how old are you when you stop pooping in your clothes?
That's never.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that's what you stop it.
It's like you learn how to not to,
but and keep on doing
it. Happens
it.
Again. It's like how much
tequila I have.
Like, oh yeah, really? How much probiotics you got, right?
Yeah.
So I guess if you probably start doing it, pooping your clothes up until about 2 or 3, and you stop until 82 again, and you start doing it again. Well, anyway, that comfortable in your own skin, PW went with 12, but the actual answer was 42. And the rest of you crabs went over, well, not by a lot, but y'all went over. So
I said 45.
What was the answer?
42.
Right, so that you went over, you know, like yeah, really. So they had some other good things about how you feel about your appearance. That is at 34 years of age for men, 36 for women. And how do you feel okay about your relationship? That age started at 37. And
You didn't ask these.
Yeah, because we ran out of time. And then
we did.
Said,
we ran out of time.
We're
you're still talking.
We're still running out of time. Go on, Spike.
Well, and then,
don't let them stop you.
Yeah. And then they said, what the average age in person starts to speak their own mind? It was 40 for men and 45 for women.
I think that's really when they only do is when you're children. And then they grow up and they start biting.
Yeah. Never.
Yeah. I agree with you on that one. They speak their own mind. Yeah. Then when they become adults, then they start.
Then you become mute.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, you can't get fired from everything.
Because then you get shamed for it.
No, because you know why? Fire. Because you haven't reached 46 yet when you stop caring about what people think about you.
You know? I don't care what people think. I'm not 46.
All right, Spike. So who won overall?
Billy won two.
Billy.
Press on nails.
One, two, press on nails.
Just wait till you get a full collection.
Yeah, really.
Put them on a second finger of each hand.
Yeah.
Start on your pinkies.
No, I think two nails are enough to pick your nose. Yeah.
I figured by the time she get a set, she'll be comfortable in her own skin, right?
Yeah. Oh,
she'll be able to she'll be good with finances and don't care about people. Oh, no. Anyway. Some in between the 30s and 40s is when you all become humans and people y'all don't really care like me.
That's why I said 26.
Yeah, really. All right. And also, before we go, I got to give you guys what is.
Oh, yeah.
What is the. Oh, snap.
The word of the day.
Yeah.
Is that even English?
The big ass word of the day.
Big A word of the day. Yeah.
Abjure. And
what was it?
Abjure.
Yeah. No, I found it.
Abjure.
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 All right, Billy, since you looked it up, I think you know what it is. What is it?
Didn't look it up.
She didn't look it up.
What was it, Billy? What'd you say?
It's like to renounce something.
That is it, right on the head, to renounce.
Wow, excellent.
Typically a belief. Billy. If you've had a strong belief in if you can renounce religion or something else.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, to reject Solomon.
Abjurcate.
Abjurcate. No, it's just
abjure.
Abjure, that's it. You just added some old lates on there.
I'd put some agate on it. Yeah.
Yeah, really. Well, I'd put some probiotic on it. All right. Well,
he gets the crown.
I get the crown today.
Yes, you definitely did. You got the survey.
It's the Spike on the Mic crown.
Yes, there you go.
See?
Unmute.
I get the Spike on the Mic crown.
There you go.
I want to hear that story about the glitter.
Oh, that's for after 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's not what I could tell on the air. Sunshine.
Yeah. You guys can judge if we can do it on the air next week.
Sure, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It might come back.
What, the glitter?
No, the story about the glitter.
Oh, okay.
It will be popular demand, I'm sure.
Well, I guess since that's out there, it's kind of self-professing. No, that's not
sure. Yeah,
self-profiting to ask what stuck with you today. So I'll ask you guys, what stuck with you today, Gas Man?
I need to find out what crobiotics are.
Yeah, crobiotics.
Hey, voice of reason.
That Paul and I totally disagreed.
All right, yeah. Paul PW. What's up with you?
Billy is the most average person here.
Oh,
I thought you were gonna call her Abby.
Wearing the crown.
Oh yeah. All right. So Smots, what stuck with you tonight?
My crown.
I think it's a definite showing the skin of.
Oh God! Yeah. Yeah, boy.
You know, I mean, it's like almost like it's like you peel a snake off or something like that. No, it's just. Let me just take my arm. It's almost like he's what? What is that? Leprous? It's a leper?
A leper, yeah.
I still want to know, would you live on an island?
You're an exomatic leprosy. Well, I would live on an island between 7 and 8 on Mondays as long as there was no Wi-Fi.
All right, Tiffany, what's up with you tonight?
Voices, eggplant.
Yes.
Yeah,
this
true.
Giant yellow eggplant.
I hope you don't get diarrhea eating that egg. Thing and not cooking it, whatever he's supposed to be done with it.
He will if he eats the skin.
serious. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to thank the entire Resistance Fighter crew. You guys were awesome when we were packed, stacked, and ready to go.
Oh.
Even though I had a sad story, and I'm glad you guys let me know that there's still Ivory Chivalry out there.
Yeah, Ivory Chivalry.
Ivory Chivalry.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Take your chromatic and make sure you do good.
It's chromatic?
I think there's only 5 seconds to go.
One.
That's too much time.